right now. And while I'm here, I can also check and see that everything is muted. Okay, so let me mute that one there. Right, okay. So I can go back again and I can continue sharing. Right, so we're here. We have some mandates that can be found in the world right now. The Federal Reserve, that's the reserve in the states, they have two main mandates. That is to maintain an employment and to maintain stable prices. So a mandate doesn't necessarily tell you what the organization is, but it tells you what has to be done, what the organization is set up to do. The Security Council is supposed to maintain international peace and security. The World Health Organization, they have a broad mandate that includes advocating and monitoring. So they advocate for universal health care, and they also monitor for public health risks. And we know that the World Health Organization, they have been in the forefront. They have been at the end of backlashes. They have been tossed and turned at this time because they are to monitor public health risks. And we're in the midst of a public world epidemic right now, even now. Then I looked here in my country to look for an organization that had a legal mandate. And the Royal Barbados Police Force, their mandate is responsibility for detecting and preventing crime. They have some more, but I didn't copy the whole thing. So then we have here a nice picture at the side with Costa Mesa mandates facial coverings. So again, it is an action. You have to cover your face. So mandates are specific orders to do specific things in a particular way. You notice that Costa Mesa did not say hand coverings. They specifically said facial coverings. So we're going to look now then at some mandates that can be found in the Bible. So just some pictures here of some mandates that can be found in the Bible. And we'll go on to see what types of mandates those are. So we're going to look at mandates from a specific point of view, the different types of mandates that we have, and we will look at the different types of mandates and look then for the corresponding areas or how they were put forward in the Bible or how they were used in the Bible. So we have a legal document, such as a letter or a warrant stating a directive. So that is a type of mandate there. And we look in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 2, where we looked at Saul. And you would see in verse 2, it said, he desired of the high priest's letters to go to Damascus. So there you have a legal document. It came from the high priest. That was the Sanhedrin. They were the ones who were in charge. They were the ones who were legally responsible for all the laws of God and taking care of the temple and the synagogue and declaring edicts. So from the high priest, Saul at that time, he got letters. And what was his mandate? If he found any. So they didn't have to come to him. He had to find them. If he found any, he would have been able to bring them bound to Jerusalem. So that's specific. He had to find them, and then he had to bring them bound unto Jerusalem. He couldn't take them to Bethlehem, or he couldn't take them to Samaria. He had to bring them bound unto Jerusalem. So that's one type of mandate, which is a legal document. Another type of mandate is a verbal order or directive. So this is something that is spoken, not written, but spoken. And here we have King Cyrus asking in Ezra chapter 1, verse 3, who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him, here's the directive now, go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah. And when they got there, what were they supposed to do? Build the house of the Lord of Israel. So this was a mandate not given by a man of God, but God spoke to him and he gave the mandate to any of the Jews who were in Persia at that time that they have to go and build the house of the Lord in Israel. So again, you see the particular way in which they had to do it and the specific directive that they were given. Here is another written order or directive. This is Nehemiah now, when he went before King Axacteres, if that's what, I can't remember, I think that's what you call him, Xerxes, I think it is. If it please the king, let letters be given to me. So that's something written. And they were given to him to go to the governors beyond the river that they might convey me over till I come into Judah. And then when he got to Judah, he gave them the king's letters. So Nehemiah didn't have to tell the governors beyond the river what he was coming to do. He had the letters that he could have given to the governors that would have shown the mandate that he had to carry out. Here we have another type of mandate, a commission to carry out a specific assignment in a specific way. And this is in Kings. That's my fault. This is in Kings 13, verses 2, verses 3, and verse 9. Just reminding you that I have a minimized screen. And if you have any questions, please go right ahead, unmute your mic, and ask the question. Okay? So in 1 Kings 13, it says, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And what did he do? He cried against the altar in the word of the Lord. He didn't go and strike the altar. He didn't go and throw water on the altar. He didn't go and throw rocks at the altar. He cried out against the altar. And also he gave a sign the same day. Now, further on in the chapter, this is in verse 9, someone was offering the young prophet out of Judah something to eat. But he let them know, for so it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn away, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he had a specific assignment to do. He had to go and cry out against the altar. And I think when he cried out against the altar, the sign was that, the sign that he gave the altar split and the ashes poured out of the altar. So that was the specific mandate. He had to carry out the commission by crying against the altar. However, there were also conditions. There were also conditions connected or associated with that mandate. He was told by God that he could eat no bread, nor drink any water, nor travel the same way twice. So that is a mandate where you had a specific assignment that had to be carried out in a particular way. Here is another one, another specific assignment to be carried out in a particular way. This mandate now was not to men, but it was to angels, and this is in Revelation. This is the angels in Revelation 6, verse 6, where they were told they are not to damage the oil and the wine. So that now is a specific mandate to angels. We have mandates here that give you specific terms of reference. So you can carry out something, but you have a boundary. But you can't go past, or you can carry out this specific mandate up until a particular point. Here, this is with Pharaoh speaking to Joseph that says, You will be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all thy people be ruled. So the mandate was that he should speak the word. Whatever he says will be carried out. But then there's a big but here. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. So that means that he was the greatest in the land until up unto Pharaoh. So it was Pharaoh and then Joseph. But his mandate was that he would rule the land and speak as he spoke what he spoke. Good, that person is muted. He would be able to rule over all of the people and over all of the house. So that has a term of reference there. There is a but there. Then we have mandates that come as a result of a promotion of a particular anointing or particular ordination. When you are placed in a particular, at a particular level, when you have been elevated to a particular status, along with that status comes a particular mandate of what you have to do. The governor generals in different countries, they have a particular mandate. The minister, the attorney general, he has a different mandate from the foreign minister, from the person who is in the foreign ministry, or the person who is the minister of health. They all have different mandates. They all have different things to do. And this mandate is associated with Jesus. It is in Isaiah 61, verse 1. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach. So that's one thing you have to do. Preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up. So my second action in the mandate, the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So when you receive a particular elevation, you have a particular set of tasks that you have to do in a particular way. And that's the same with men and women. When we are given assignments by God, God tells us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. We don't do it of our own flesh. We don't do it of our own will. The mandate is something that is specifically prescribed and under the different conditions. It could be verbal. It could be written. It could have specific terms of reference. Okay. So I hope that you would have received this. I would have sent this out to accompany this training, where there are other mandates in the Bible. These are the scriptures given, and you should be able, I would hope you will find the time before Thursday to look at these scriptures and see if you can see the specific mandate that was given, the action that is to accompany the mandate, and if there are any terms of reference, if there's a specific way in which the assignment is supposed to be carried out. So, anyone has any questions? So let's go back to look at some of these types of mandates that we've looked at. Let's see. The first type of mandate that we looked at is a legal document, something that has the law behind it, something that is written. And in this instance, we looked at Paul and the high priest, who was the head of the Sanhedrin. They gave him a particular document that he was to find, and he was to bring them back to Jerusalem. We looked at a verbal order or directive where Cyrus told the Jews to leave and go up to a particular place and do a particular thing, which was to build the house of the God in Israel. In this other written order or directive, we see Nehemiah long before the time of Saul. He was given letters by the king of Persia at that time, and he gave that those letters to the governors to tell them what his mandate was. We have the young prophet, the man of God, who carried out his particular assignment in a particular way, where he was to cry against the altar, give a sign, and in addition to that, he had to fast and not go the same way twice. We have here a mandate given to the angels, and they were told not to damage the oil or damage the wine. Then we looked here at Pharaoh and Joseph, where the mandate to do something has specific terms of reference. There is a but in there. Then we look at the mandate that comes from a result of an ordination or a promotion or some sort of anointing. This particular mandate in Isaiah speaks to the mandate that Jesus had, and he repeated it when he was in the synagogue in Nazareth. He was anointed to preach good tidings, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to set those who are in prison, to set them free. Okay. So at this point then, if there are no questions, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Can I just write down? I didn't finish writing down the scriptures on the previous slide.
Okay, what has happened is that I went back and I recorded it. So the recording will be sent to your national coordinator, and she would send it out to you. In addition, the last section with the scriptures that I had, that is a Word document that would have been sent to the national coordinators that they can send to you as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay. You're welcome. So, are there any questions? Okay, so before I stop sharing, Vanita, I know you would have come in, or can you lead us in the closing prayer, please? You can unmute your mic and close us in prayer.
Yes, with pleasure, I'll do that. Let us pray, please.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for such a very, very clear presentation this evening. We thank you for bringing us all together as you once again remind us, or some of us will be hearing for the first time, what is meant by a mandate, because in Wailing Women, you have given us specific mandates to carry out. We pray that as we are, as this is made clear to us, Father, that we will, in fact, do as you are asking us to do. Carry out this set of mandates that you have for us. And we thank you that the undergirding and the grace and all that is needed to do so will be supplied by you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Sister June. And we just pray a blessing on every person on this training today. Dismiss us, we pray, with your choicest blessings. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
So we're not leaving just yet, ladies. We have to dust off, and then I'm going to stop sharing and just give you some more information with regard to the training. So I'm going to ask Sherianne from Barbados to dust us off now, please.
Yes, please. Lord, we dust off the smoke of war, the dust of this battle. We bind up satanic retaliation, backlash, and revenge attacks. Every fiery dart is now a headless shaft. We declare in Jesus' name that our footprints, voice notes, and handprints are removed from this battlefield, and heaven will register our prayers and warfare and prophetic actions. We cut off every trailing demon, every monitoring spirit, smash the tail of every scorpion, and break the fangs of every serpent. We rob them of their power to hurt us, our families, or anything concerning us. And we declare that according to the word of God, we are like the wind, we cannot be tracked or traced. We place these actions and prayers in the books of heaven. We declare that only goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives forever. And your blessing shall overtake us. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. So ladies, amen. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm going to stop sharing now. Okay, good. So thank you so much for joining us this evening. I saw that we had some chats here. I didn't see. Sorry about that, Marcia. I was not seeing the chats. I recorded, though. So just remember the training, the chapters cover two sessions. That's Tuesday, and they cover Thursday. And that is because some chapters can be fairly long, and they would need two sessions, or the Thursday can be used as an overview, as anything that the Lord would have put on your heart since the Tuesday before when you would have done the session. So ladies, I just want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. I want to thank you for coming on to this training where God is equipping us. He is preparing us for the many assignments that he has for us to do, because he has a lot of work for us to do in the region. So I bless you, and God's countenance shine upon you. So I thank you so much for joining us. So have a great evening, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. And I have one thing for you to do. One thing. I didn't put it in the sheet. The one thing that I have to do. Thank you, Chanel. The one thing I have for you to do, could you see if you can find any mandates of organizations in your country? Could you see if you could find any mandates from churches? Besides looking at the mandates in the scriptures, which we know we'll be looking at, can you find any mandates from one or two organizations or government departments, or even private offices, private businesses, what their mandates are? And we can share that on Thursday. So is that good? Is that okay, everybody? Yes. Okay, amen. So before everybody go, I want to know, please, hi, who was here? So could you unmute your mics and let me know who was here? Want to hear some different accents beside mine? Please tell me who you are and where you from. Yes, please.
I'm Teresa.
Yes, from
Saint Lucia, Cicero.
Saint Lucia, Saint Teresa.
Yes.
Okay, hang on, Cicero. Hang on. I'm okay. You are Teresa. Teresa, last name, please.
Chandler.
Hey, Teresa. Yeah. Good to hear that part. I want to hear that. Yeah, that's good. I want to hear other voices beside mine. Right.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Dorothea.
This is who? Dorothea? Okay. Hi, Thea. How are you, man? Good to hear you. Good to see you. Yes. Anybody else? Yes, I heard Thea
from St. Lucia.
Brown from St. Lucia. Gotcha.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, thank you.
From Trinidad.
Okay, hang on a sec. Control. Right, somebody from Trinidad. I heard somebody from Trinidad. I didn't hear the name.
It's Yvette Johnson Mason from Trinidad.
Okay. Wait, hang on. Don't go. Yeah, Elizabeth Johnson. What's the last name? Okay. I hear Elizabeth. Okay, no problem. From Trinidad, TNT. Yes. Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Next person.
Hello, it's Butler from San Salvador in Bahamas.
From Bahamas. Okay. What's the last name again?
Ivy Butler.
Butler. Hello, Ivy. Good to hear you. Glad that you could join us. Great to have you with us this evening. Bless God. Bless you and bless God. Next person.
Good evening, ladies.
Yes.
This is Mona Ali from Barbados.
Hey, Mons. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Well,
great. I am great. Glad that you can join us this evening. Thank you so much.
Yes, so am I.
Yes.
Okay, you're running me on, sister.
Next person.
Hello, Denise from Grenada.
Grenada. Denise George.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us. Glad to have you.
Yeah, but listen, I joined you late. I didn't get you early, so I...
Okay. Okay, what happened is that we record it, and we will send it to your national coordinator, so she would send it to you. So it's
okay.
Great.
Right. You having a next session on Thursday?
Thursday, same time, same place.
At 6 o'clock?
Yes, please.
Okay.